Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends. In Revelation chapter 2, in verses 25 through 26, it says, "Hold on tight to that which you have until I come." And this is Yeshua speaking to the church at Thyatira. He says, "Hold on tight to that which you have until I come. He who overcomes and keeps my works to the end, to him I will give power over the nations." My question for you is, how do we hold on tight to what we have and overcome until the end? The answer is to say yes to the Holy Spirit. The question is, how do we hold on tight to that which we have and overcome until the end? And the answer is to say yes to the Holy Spirit. Now, saying yes to the Holy Spirit, I'm using the word yes as an acronym. The yes stands for three different things. The Y in the yes stands for yield. The E in the yes stands for embrace. The S in the yes stands for strive. So yes stands for three things: yield, embrace, and strive. And what do I mean by that? First of all, to yield. We need to yield to the Holy Spirit. At the end of every program, I try to say, let God be in you, because it's only through God in us, not even God with us, but God in us. It's only through God in us that we can do the works of God. God says in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 26, "He who overcomes and keeps my works to the end, to that person I will give power over the nations." The only way that we can keep God's works, to do the works of God, is to have God in us, because we, in and of ourselves, with our human strength, we can't do the works of God. We will do the works of unrighteousness. The only way that we can do the works of righteousness is to have God in us, because God is the only one who is righteous. All right, and God can be in us through the power of the Holy Spirit. So the first point in saying yes to God is to yield to the Holy Spirit. That means letting God be in us. Now the second thing is the E in the yes. And the E stands for embrace. That means to embrace the Holy Spirit. So when Yeshua says to the church at Thyatira, "Hold on tight, hold on tight." That's what I mean when I say embrace the Holy Spirit. Embrace the Holy Spirit and hold on tight to the Holy Spirit. And we'll explain more of that in the next program. And then the third thing, this is the S in the word yes. When we say yes to the Holy Spirit, the S stands for strive. And what I mean by that is we have to strive with the Holy Spirit. When Yeshua says to the church that he who overcomes until the end, how can we overcome until the end? It means that we have to strive with the Holy Spirit. The only way that we can overcome to the end is we have to go along with the Holy Spirit. Wherever the Holy Spirit is moving, we have to be in agreement with God and move along with the Holy Spirit. So we have to strive. It's like a race, and you keep striving to reach that goal. And the only way we can do that is by the Holy Spirit leading us. So first of all, we have to let God be in us, which is what we're going to talk about today. That's the why in yes. That's yielding to the Holy Spirit, letting God be in us. And then we have to embrace the Holy Spirit, holding on tight to it. That embraces the E in the word yes. And then we have to strive with the Holy Spirit. That's what it talks about, overcoming to the end, running along with the Holy Spirit in agreement with God. That's the S in the word yes. So we have to say yes to the Holy Spirit if we want to hold on tight and overcome until the end and receive power over the nations, to rule the nations with Yeshua the Messiah when he returns to this earth and establishes the kingdom of God over the face of this earth for 1,000 years, his millennial reign. If we want to be kings and priests, co-rulers with Jesus Christ, then we have to learn to say yes to the Holy Spirit, to yield to the Holy Spirit, to embrace the Holy Spirit, and to strive with the Holy Spirit. And now let's talk about yielding to the Holy Spirit, which means letting God be in us. Let's turn over to Romans chapter 6, and we'll read all of this chapter, Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 23. Here it says, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin so that grace may abound?" No, that's a stupid thought. Don't even let that thought come out of your mind. Don't even let it enter your mind. Don't let it come out of your mouth. "How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Do you not know that as many as us who were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him by baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. Likewise, count yourselves also to be truly dead to sin, but alive to God through Jesus Christ our Lord." And that's the key part that I want us to notice here. That we have to count ourselves to be truly dead to sin, but alive to God. How? Through Jesus the Christ our Lord. Through Yeshua the Messiah our Lord. That's how we have to be dead to sin and alive to God, is through Jesus the Christ. And now going on, in verse 12 it says, "Therefore do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lust. Do not yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness that leads to sin, but instead yield yourselves to God." Remember I said, we have to say yes to God. And the Y in this word yes stands for yielding. So we have to yield ourselves to God. That's how we are going to be successful, by yielding ourselves to God, letting God dwell in us through Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior. Verse 14, "For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace." And this is a very misunderstood scripture. All it is saying is this: the old covenant, which had at its core the Ten Commandments written on two tables of stone, that way of relating to God has been done away with. And that way of relating to God was through our own human effort. That's why the law was on two tables of stone. It was outside of us on a hard surface. Under the new covenant, which is being under grace, God says that he will write his laws in our hearts and in our minds. This is God's spiritual law. The Ten Commandments written on two tables of stone were simply a copy of God's greater spiritual law that governs the universe. It's a law of love. Love toward God, and then for us, love toward our neighbors. And so God says, "What then? Shall we sin," which is transgressing God's spiritual law, "because we are not under the old covenant method of human effort trying to please God?" No, we shouldn't do that. Let it not be. Again, that's a stupid thought. "Do you not know that to whom you yield," that's that word again, "do you not know to whom you yield yourselves as slaves for obedience, you are slaves to him whom you obey?" And this is, again, very important to understand that God is talking about obedience here. And it's obedience to a sinful way of life, which leads to death, or it's obedience to righteousness, which leads to life. "But thanks be to our God that you are no longer the slaves of sin, but now have obeyed from the heart." This is the new covenant, where the law is written in our hearts and in our minds, where we love God and we love our neighbors as ourselves. It's something that's internal. It is God's now divine nature that has replaced our human nature. And so again, he's saying, "But thanks be to our God that you are no longer the slaves of sin, but now have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. I speak in the manner of men because of the weakness of your flesh, for as you have yielded yourselves formerly as members, or have formerly yielded your members as slaves to uncleanness and to lawless acts, even so now that you are converted, you should yield your members as slaves to righteousness, which leads to holiness." So again, if we talk about we have faith, we have to prove our faith through our works. But these are not our human works. These are the works of God. By yielding to God, allowing God to be in us, then God is in us doing the works. But we come into agreement with it. We yield ourselves to God and we say, yes, we agree that this is the right way to live, and then we obey God. We do works of righteousness through the power of God's Holy Spirit. In verse 21 it says, "What fruit did you have then in those things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death, our former way of life. But now, being made free from sin," where we no longer have that sinful nature, we're no longer living purposely a sinful way of life, "but now our purpose is to live a sinless way of life," which means righteousness, "we have now become the slaves of God, and you have your fruit to holiness, and the end is everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus the Christ our Lord." We know that God gives us a gift of eternal life. We cannot earn it. The only thing is we can throw it away by not obeying God, by having our hearts hardened against God, and we discussed that in our last program. The main point I wanted to show here is that we have to prove our faith, that we accept God's gift by our works, by saying, "God, we've realized that you've given us a wonderful gift. We don't want to throw it away. We want to do everything to please you, and we know that now we have to obey you from the heart because you're writing your laws in our hearts and in our minds." And we're going to see this now in Romans chapter 8 and verses 1 through 11. This is Romans chapter 8 and verses 1 through 11. Here it says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh..." And so again, we're not saying that through our human efforts, our works of the law, that we're going to be able to please God, because our works, our human works, since we are fleshly people, our human works are just going to lead to death, because all of our righteousness is as filthy rags. But notice how we do have righteousness. It says here, "But God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for the purpose of condemning sin in the flesh, has now made it possible that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the mind that is set on the things of the flesh leads to death, but the mind that is set on the things of the Spirit leads to life and peace. Because the mind of the flesh is hostile against God, it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be, and they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but you are in the Spirit, if the Spirit of God dwells in you." So you see, that's the key, my friends. We have to yield to God to allow God to be in us. When God is in us through the Holy Spirit, then we can do the works of God. Well, thank you, my friend, for joining me on this program. I hope you'll come back for the next program, and may God be in you.